You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Dinah, hi, I'm here.
Walter.
Sorry, I was in the bathroom.
Well, do that on your own time.
Okay.
Because you never know who's going to be on the other end of the phone when it rings. God forbid you miss an opportunity for one of the clients. They're everything for us, you understand?
I do.
I'm in the business of taking care of people. That's what I do.
Got it.
Don't expect anyone to take care of me, but I do expect you to do your job. So when I buzz, you pick up. Right away. Not 5 minutes later, right away.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
As my father, may he rest in peace, used to say to me, when opportunity calls, it doesn't leave a message.
Right.
When I was your age, I received a phone call that happened to change the course of human events for a young actor you might have heard of. George Clooney was the casting director from The Facts of Life. You know what would have happened if I missed that call? No ER, no Ocean's 11, no Nespresso commercials.
Got it.
Now, where's my Diet Coke?
On your desk.
This is Coke Zero.
The guy at the cart said that it was basically the same.
It's not. Oh, I miss Tegan.
I'm sorry. I'll do better.
Oh, it's not you, honey. I'm just tired of training new assistants.
I'll be easy. I promise.
Good. Don't make me regret rescuing you from that piano bar.
I sent out 40 resumes and you're the only one that responded.
Because I take chances on people.
And I'm so grateful.
And in return, I expect loyalty.
Totally.
That's why Kirk Savage is still my client. I found him when he was a kid waiting tables at Orso. Now every big agency wants him. But he stays here because he's loyal. That's what matters to me. Kindness. Patience. Loyalty.
Of course.
Now answer the fucking phone.
Dinah Levine Agency.
Hey, Tegan?
Oh, her last day was Friday. I'm Walt.
Oh! Oh, yes, that's right. She's at Vibe now, becoming fancy. Can I have Dinah?
Sure. Let me just see how this works. If I press this button...
Walt, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I'll just hang up then?
No, no.
What? Why?
Because it's your goddamn job. You listen in and take notes.
Seriously?
Yes, that's how you learn. Bruce Morton is one of the most talented casting directors on the planet. Also a personal friend.
Got it. Connecting you now.
Darling, how are you?
Hey, sunshine. How'd it go at the cardiologist?
If you can believe it, I've got high blood pressure. I need a doctor to tell me this.
You need to take care of yourself. We are not 25 anymore.
Please, I'm indestructible. When the flood comes, I'll be doing the backstroke.
I mean it.
Yeah. You're calling about Kirk's Marvel meeting?
Yeah, just wanted to make sure he read the script.
What are you implying?
That I want you to have the inside edge. Natalie likes to get into the details.
Relax, he's a professional.
Remember when that mattered?
Oh, don't get me started. Okay, we're rolling calls. Have a great day, Brucey.
Talk later.
He's just the best. They don't make him like that anymore.
Yeah, nice guy.
All right, let's roll calls. Who's first on the call sheet?
The computer is still powering up.
Yeah, it can be slow, yeah.
It's been an hour.
Walter, never go to your boss with a problem until you have a solution.
Oh, okay.
Besides, I don't do technology.
Well, I'm normally pretty good at this stuff, so I can teach you.
You're a nice person, Walt. That's going to be a problem. So listen, whatever your impulse is, do the opposite.
So I shouldn't answer that?
No, answer it.
And connect you?
No, screen it first.
Copy. Dinah Levine Agency?
Where's Tegan?
I think it's called the Vibe Agency.
Vibe? And that's huge. They handle like Denzel and Ryan Reynolds. Good for her.
Yeah. She seemed really excited when we were training last week.
Yeah, well, nice to meet you, man. Can I have Dinah?
Sure. One sec. Dinah, there's a call for you on line one.
Well, of course it's for me. Who else would it be for? Who is it?
Oh. Damn, I didn't get the name.
Get the name.
Sorry, I forgot to...
Ben. Davis?
Ben Davis? Oh my God. I love you. I saw you in Guys and Dolls at the Muni 5 years ago when I was in college. You were by far the best Sky Masterson I have ever seen. Oh, shit. Shoot. That's Dinah. Can you just hold 1 second?
Yeah.
Well?
It's Ben Davis.
He's calling about his check for the Master Voices concert. Tell him you don't have me.
But I do, don't I?
No.
I'm talking to you right now.
And I'm telling you, you don't have me. It's a nice way to let him know that I'm not just blowing him off.
Got it. Hey, sorry, I don't, have her.
Great, yeah, she's blowing me off.
Oh, I don't think so.
Look, I was calling about my check. It's been a few months. Can you cut me a new one?
I'll see what I can do, yes?
Thanks, man. Yeah, I don't want to be a pain, but kind of need to make a living. I mean, they're asking me to come back to Phantom, but I don't know. I'm trying to do something new.
Oh, totally. New work is so important.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, do you know anything about this Einstein musical I'm going in for? Relativity or something? It's in London, right? Man, they're never paying off.
I'll see what I can find out.
Yeah, and I really don't want to be away from my girlfriend.
Oh, sorry, I should grab this. The phone system is old and strangely complicated.
Just like Dinah. Hey, all right, nice to meet you, man. If you happen to...
Shit! What the hell kind of way is that to answer the phone?
Oh, sorry. Dinah Levine Agency.
Who is this?
Walt. Walt Mendes. I'm Tegan's replacement. Who is this?
Your boss. Oh, your boss's husband.
Oh, Dr. Levine. Nice to meet you. I'm sorry. I'm still, learning the phone system.
Yeah, no, it's for Cockta. We're getting a new one soon. Things have been a little tight.
Everywhere. And when the piano bar closed, I took it as a sign I had to get more serious about a career. Also, I needed the money.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and about your payroll. It may take a few weeks to onboard you officially. Since we had to let the accountant go last year, we've been running through all of Dinah's finances through my dental office. Hang on. Courtney, set up chair one for an x-ray. I think he needs an extraction. Sorry. Ugh, I hate kids.
Aren't you a pediatric dentist?
So, the direct deposits come from my office, Happy Smiles Dental Group. Eventually. Okay? Can I have Dinah?
Okay, let me see if I have her.
Oh, fuck that. Put her on.
Dinah, I have your husband here.
And don't listen in.
I thought I was supposed to...
Walter, hang up. I got it.
Hi, Dad. I told you I can't talk at work.
Listen, I just ran the numbers. There's no way you can come out ahead.
What numbers?
Theater, I looked it up, and agencies only take 10%. How can anyone live on that?
Some of Dinah's clients do really well, Dad. This guy, Ben Davis.
Who?
Ben Davis. He played Sky Masterson at the Muni.
I don't know what that is. All I know is the one acting job you ever had paid $500 total. That's like $50 for the agent. You mean more than that at your Maricon piano bar?
Dad.
Sorry. All I mean is if you want to work for nothing, volunteer at the church. If you want to grow up, come work for me.
You know how much I love theater.
So be an audience member. You'll save money.
Dad.
Did I complain when I drove you to your practice for Beauty and the Beast in Pembroke Pines?
Yes.
Ah, because that show is stupid. The Beast is a stalker.
Dad, theater is my life. Maybe I couldn't make it as a musician, but I think I can do this.
I'm offering you a guaranteed future.
I know. I just don't see myself as an electrician.
You'll be running a company with your last name on it.
Dad, I know how hard you work to build this business, but...
You want to wind up like your mother? A failed life coach living off the government?
I need you. We have calls to make.
Sorry, Dad. Can we talk later?
I'm waiting.
She sounds nice.
Sorry.
Let's roll calls. Who's first?
Looks like Rashidra Scott.
Supremely talented singer. Put me through.
Hey, Tegan. What's up?
I have Dinah Levine for you.
Oh, you're the new guy. Hey, sure.
Hey, Dollface. How's your shoulder?
Better, thanks. Hey, I was actually going to call you about the money from...
Listen, for that symphony gig next month in Omaha, I got you a big bump. $1,500.
A $1,500 bump?
No, a total of 15. They offered 12. Plus travel and per diem. And you're staying at the Crown Plaza. It's not bad.
Cool. Hey, I wanted to ask you about the money from Grand Rapids. I don't know. I mean, you think it might be lost in, like, cyberbanking world or something.
Spencer's dealing with payroll now. I'll get into it for you, honey.
Sure. Hey, by the way, what's the new guy's name?
Hey, I'm Walt.
You're on the phone.
Walter, mute yourself. I love you, sweetie. More soon.
All right, bye.
Who's next?
Dr. Kapoor?
Cardiology.
Walt, get off the phone.
Are you sure?
This is private.
Dinah Levine.
Hey, honey, it's Tegan. How you holding up?
I gave myself 2.5 stars.
Well, you're still there, so you must have gotten the Diet Coke, right?
Actually, I didn't.
Don't worry. There's a bottle of Xanax in the top drawer. Try sprinkling some into her acai bowl.
Wait, really?
No, but you may want some for yourself.
Hey, do you know anything about a payroll issue here?
Oh, that's been going on for months. Spencer says he's dealing with it. Has Kirk Savage called in yet?
No, but I'm dying to talk to him. I used to watch that show every Friday night when I was a kid. It's so funny. Put a sock in it, Derwin. Oh my god, gets me every time.
You should definitely do that for him. He loves it.
Tegan, can I have a moment?
Shit, that's my new boss. I gotta go pretend I like her dress. Good luck.
Dinah Levine Agency.
Hey, it's Farrah from Bruce Morton Casting.
Hey, what's up?
Tell Dina that Bruce is not happy.
It's actually pronounced Dine, but...
Great. Is Kirk on his way?
On his way?
For the Marvel movie. Jackrabbit.
Is that today?
Didn't they just talk? Today's his chemistry read with Natalie Portman. She's here waiting.
Will you hold just a second?
A second.
Dinah, I'm sorry to interrupt, but Farrah from Bruce's office is asking why Kirk isn't there yet.
Because his meeting is next week.
She says Natalie Portman is waiting there now.
Fuck! Tell them he's on his way and get him on the phone now.
He's on his way.
I'll let Bruce know.
Kirk, hi. It's Walt Mendez in Dinah's office. Any chance you can get to Park and 44th in the next, like, 10 minutes? It's important. Call me back. Big fan, by the way. Okay, sorry. Bye.
Jane Neville's office.
Help.
What happened?
Kirk's super late for his chemistry read with Natalie Portman.
Oh, she must be pissed. I hear she can be a lot.
Could this be their mistake? Did they give you the right date? You had it in the calendar for next week, I think.
No, I didn't. I put it in for today. She's terrible with technology. She must have messed it up.
What should I do?
Tell the truth.
What?
That Dinah screwed up. It makes sense. She's in her 60s.
I feel a little awkward throwing her under the bus like that.
Walt, grow a pair. You're in the Hunger Games.
Is that Kirk?
Trying again.
Please leave a message for...
Kirk.
After the tone.
Damn.
Fuck!
Hang on. Let me just look on his social to see where he is. What's Brando Island?
Shit! I forgot he was going to that Buddhist silent retreat thing in Tahiti.
So is he not going to make it to the meeting?
Get me Bruce now.
Bruce Morton Casting.
I have Dinah for Bruce.
Sorry, I don't have him.
Oh, Farrah, it's Walt. You just called me about Kirk. How can you not have him?
I just don't have him.
Can you get him?
I'll leave word.
Farrah, tell Bruce to get his ass on the phone right now.
Dinah, hi. He's in with Natalie and Jake.
Gyllenhaal?
Yeah. They seem to be hitting it off.
I want you to open that door, grab Bruce, and tell him I need him. Now!
I wish I could. I'm so sorry.
No, you're not.
I have to take this.
I have been in this business longer than you have been on the planet. I got Clooney discovered. I had half the original cast of Phantom, and I survived the end of J. Michael Bloom, Lou Mortimer, 9/11, and COVID. I'll be goddamned if someone with a dramaturgy degree from Bennington is going to cost my most important client a job. Put Bruce on the phone, or I'll come down there and kick the door open myself. And when I do get Kirk the job, you'll forever be known as the dumbass who almost cost him this movie.
You're making me feel unsafe.
That's the idea!
Please hold.
Dinah, hey, what happened?
You're never gonna believe this. Kirk saved a man's life last night.
He did?
In Tahiti. Crazy, right? I mean, he was en route to the airport to be there for his chemistry read. But it turns out God, or whatever you want to call it, the universe, had a higher purpose for him.
Uh-huh.
As he was getting into the limo, Kirk saw a man on the beach, frothing at the mouth, and he jumped into action. He's fine, but, you know, a little shaken up.
The guy?
No, Kirk. He stared death in the face, and he triumphed. Not only is he more grown up, virile, and a better version of Jake Gyllenhaal, he's now a hero.
Wow.
Unfortunately, he missed his flight, you know, so he could be there for the man's family and entertain them with, you know, Tony Bennett covers and light banter. So, can he Zoom? You know, can he Zoom instead?
We'll make it work.
Great. It'll have to be tomorrow, though. You know, with the time zones, it's like next week there already.
Reach out to Farrah. She'll coordinate. And, Dinah.
Yeah?
I know he's at that silent retreat. We have the internet.
So, how do we get him onto a Zoom? Don't you have to be silent at a silent retreat?
Did you not hear me earlier? Don't come to me with a problem.
Until I have a solution. Got it.
Good.
And now, back to Rolling Calls.
Hey, Rumi, I'm leaving you a voice memo because I'm in the middle of a mix, can't really talk, but can you Venmo me $175? That's your half of this week's essentials.
Marty, all you bought was whiskey. That's not essential. I don't even drink whiskey. Brando Island. Here we go.
Vous avez joint l'hôtel Brando. Nous sommes en retraite silencieuse. Vous pouvez laisser un message après le bip sonore. Merci.
Hi. I don't know French, but I think I've reached the right place. I have an urgent message for our client, Kirk Savage. Can you have him call his agent in New York City as soon as possible? Please, merci.
Dude, grow up. My parents bought this apartment for me so I could live as an adult. And adults drink whiskey. They also split everything 50-50. I'm sending a Venmo request now.
Shit. Dinah Levine.
Walter. Put Dinah on.
It's Spencer.
Hi, honey. What's up?
Hey, beautiful. Just calling to say hi.
That's so sweet.
Also, I just want to make sure the phones were still working.
What do you mean?
Nothing. Listen, I got to get back to work.
Busy?
Packed. I'm literally doing root canals on anything with insurance.
Walter, hang up the phone.
Right, sorry.
Hey, man, you haven't paid me yet. What's the issue? I want to buy a vintage turntable before my next gig. So, can you please be a good roommate and honor your commitments? Pay me. Sorry, my finger slipped. Pay me.
Fine, I'll eat ramen this month.
By the way, I ate all your ramen.
You paid.
Marty Portnoy.
Hey, Mandy.
Hey, best friend. How's your first day going? I'm just checking on you.
It's not going. Can I call you back?
You got this, boo.
Jane Lovell's office.
Tegan, hi. One more thing. I need to get Kirk on a Zoom tomorrow.
You need me for that?
He's at a silent retreat with no electronics.
Give me Dinah's credit card.
What?
You have to sneak a laptop into the hotel. Looking online. Perfect. There's an Apple store in Papeete. Wait, no, that's a store that actually sells apples. Here we go. Ordinateur. That's computer. Yes. Okay. This place sells laptops.
Are you sure Dinah won't mind?
For Kirk? Of course not. Email it to me now and I'll call you as soon as it goes through.
Oh, you're amazing. Thank you. Noah?
Hey, babe. How's my favorite piano man?
Hi. Wow. Hi?
I heard you're an agent now?
Just an assistant. It's my first day.
Still, that is so awesome. How are you?
I'm surprised to hear from you. When you left for San Diego, you said you needed a clean break.
Well, I learned a lot on that show, about myself, and about George Michael.
How was it?
I think the show could be great, but the guy who played it out there didn't get who George really was.
Colin? He's so straight. I mean, I don't believe in the whole only gays can play gays thing, but he seemed like such a strange choice to me.
Yeah, and he sings Faith down a step, which is, like, shameful.
Why are you not playing it?
Hello? Good question.
And you actually play the guitar. I saw the B-roll, and he is so obviously faking it.
You saw the promo? What do What, are you stalking me?
No. Yeah, no, it was for work. I have to be aware of what's going on in the business.
I thought it was your first day.
Anyway, you should be playing that role.
I know. Walt, thank you. You're, like, my greatest advocate. We should hang out this week.
Sure. I'm pretty open.
How about tomorrow after my show?
You're doing a show?
My esports thing on Twitch. I have 3,000 followers.
Oh, amazing. So, tomorrow night?
Great. It's a date.
Dinah Levine Agency.
Good news, bad news. They have the computer, but Dinah's card didn't go through.
Shit. What do we do?
Give me yours.
Mine? I'm almost maxed out. I don't even think the transaction will go through.
It's just... don't worry. We'll have him return it for a refund.
Okay. I hope this is the right thing to do.
They deliver, which is great. I'll find someone at the resort to bribe so he gets it.
You're so good at this.
I'll charge that to your card, too.
Thank you.
Hey, boo. Just about to start teaching a tap class.
He called.
Noah? What did he want?
A date.
Let me guess. He found out you were an agent.
Assistant.
Whatever. Don't do this again, Walt. He's soulless.
Are you still angry about that picture from senior year?
The one where he held his hand up in front of my breast and made it look like he was grabbing it? No, that's totally normal and cool. Why would that bother me?
He was joking. It was like Al Franken.
Which is also hilarious. I love you, but please don't tell me what I'm allowed to feel.
Okay, sorry. You're right. But honestly, he has grown up a lot.
He plays video games with his shirt off for money. Okay, don't get sucked in. Can I call you after class?
Okay, say hi to everybody.
The kids miss you. You should come visit. There are a ton of hot dads this session. Bye.
Dinah Levine Agency.
Hey, it's Orville.
Orville.
Mendoza.
Oh. Hey, Orville.
Did you happen to hear anything about that payment for SVU last month? They're usually pretty good with that.
Yeah, that seems to be a thing.
What seems to be a thing?
Payroll. There's a glitch somewhere. We're on it.
Oh, thanks so much. You doing okay so far? I know things move really fast.
Shoot, Orville, can I, just
one second? No problem.
Yeah, thanks. Dinah Levine, agent?
I just spoke to Kirk.
Oh my god, you did?
And the Apple Store, and I found our mule, one of the monks at the hotel. I think he's got a gambling problem.
Oh my god, you're...
So we're all set for tomorrow.
We are?
Kirk is. He'll be on the Zoom. He may still be high on ayahuasca, but he'll be there.
Oh, thank you so much. I don't know what I would have done if it wasn't for... Wait, how did you know when his appointment was?
Oh, I called Bruce's office.
You did? Thank you so much for helping.
I sat in that chair for 3 years. I know what it's like learning the ropes.
Shoot, gotta go. Call me when he has it. Dinah, I have good news.
Finally, talk to me.
He's good to go for tomorrow.
That was fast.
Well... I bought him a laptop and had it snuck into the resort. Kirk's gonna return it after he uses it.
Smart. So you reached him?
Well, Tegan did. And then I guess she called Bruce to schedule it, and then they went on from there.
Wait, she what?
Is that not right? Did I mess up?
Tegan does not represent Kirk Savage. I represent Kirk Savage.
Of course.
Then why is she scheduling his audition?
To be helpful. She's been helping me with questions while I figure things out.
Tegan is not your friend. Nobody in show business is your friend unless you can do something for them. She is using you, Walter, and she is trying to steal my biggest and best client.
Oh, I really don't think that she would ever do anything.
Pick that up.
Dinah Levine Agency.
Hello, this is Verizon. Your bill is 3 months past due. Please remit payment now, or we will suspend all...
I'm gonna murder him.
Do you want me to call Spencer?
Just use my card.
I tried it for the laptop, but it was declined.
What?
It was declined.
I heard you. Damn it. My arm is killing me. Jesus. Get that!
Dinah Levine Agency.
Hi, Dinah, please. Is he Faye Butler from Actors Equity?
Hi, I'm on the phone, Faye.
Hi, honey. It sounds like you got some problems down there.
We're working it out.
Not fast enough.
What do you mean?
The union is bringing proceedings against you. I'm sorry, but you owe money to a lot of our members.
Faye, are you really doing this to me?
I'm not doing it. The union is.
Who gave you your first audition?
Dinah.
Who booked you on Click Clack Moo?
I'm sorry, Dinah. I'm just a messenger. But it sounds like you should probably lawyer up.
You're killing me here. We're getting back on our feet. Oh God. Oh, God. What is wrong with my arm?
Dinah?
Dinah?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Shit. No, Johnny, just, stay right there. Everything's gonna be okay. Hold on.
This is 911. What is your emergency?
I'm gonna hang up now.
Rolling Calls is written by Gordon Greenberg and Steve Rosen. Directed by Gordon Greenberg. Sound designed and mixed by Bart Fassbender. Dialogue edit by Brett Ashley. Produced by Dori Berenstein, Alan Seals, and Kimberly Garris for the Broadway Podcast Network. Line produced by Mary McGowan. This podcast is executive produced by Liz Armstrong and produced through Gotham Fiscal Sponsorship's Sound and Light Project. Special thanks to Open Jar Studios. Make sure to visit BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com for more radio comedies, dramas, and interviews with the biggest names on Broadway and beyond, plus special behind-the-scenes, red carpet access, and more. Rolling Calls celebrates the Entertainment Community Fund and Broadway Cares, Equity Fights AIDS, and thanks them for all they do on behalf of the theater community. This episode featured Jill Abramovitz, E. Faye Butler, Ben Davis, Matt Doyle, Julie Halston, Adam Heller, Richard Kind, Andrea Macaset, Brittany Mack, Luis Miranda, Mary McGowan, Orville Mendoza, Dan Rosales, David Rossmer, Rashidra Scott, Wesley Taylor, and Catherine Wake. For more information on the cast and creative team, visit bpn.fm/rollingcalls.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.